This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I did the important work during the break.
This was
Seth
a flurry.
This is like
we were getting the sales presentation ready to pitch to Coca-Cola last minute. We're like, we gotta get this.
The funniest part about this conversation is you and I did not crack a smile the entire time. We were treating this like we were doing research for NASA or something.
Yeah.
So I started going through the exercise. I promised the audience I would. Seth challenged me that we wouldn't be able to find sloppy head coaches in the NFL, or that they're at a very bare minimum right now.
Yeah, there's just not nearly as many unhealthy-looking head coaches as there used to be.
And I said, I'll find three. And this is where Mike McCarthy not being in the league anymore and Brian Daboll getting into shape and all these things really hurt the cause.
The Jets not hiring Rex Ryan.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Instead, they go for the exact opposite in body type in Aaron Glenn.
Andy Reid is, and we just conceded that Andy Reid is, yes, he's overweight, he's a little heavy, but he's dropped a lot of weight, and I would concede with Andy Reid. He does look like one of those old people that gets out and walks a mile or a mile and a half a day just to kind of make sure, you know, that the ticker is still working. I put this thing into five buckets, these NFL head coaches. The buckets are yoked, skinny, fit, dad bod, and fat.
Okay.
Andy Reid is the only one who I think qualifies as being fat. Like, he's still fat. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if Sean Payton were a younger man, he might fall into the fat category, but you got to move the bar a little bit because now he's a grandpa age dude. Yeah.
He's a dad bod. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking
at this.
He's
in dad bod. Sean Payton's in dad bod.
So I've got, by my count, I've got three yokes, six skinnies, 12 fits, 10 dad bods and Andy Reid in fat. That's it. Does that add up? 9 plus? Yeah, that's 32.
Who are the dad bods?
These are the dad bods. Vrabel.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's true. Vrabel has slipped into the dad
He's
bod.
He's a dad bod
now. He was very fit initially, but you can tell the years have taken a toll on him.
Dad bod. Zach Taylor. I'm assuming dad bod just because he's not any of these other ones. He's not fat. I mean, look, he's in Cincinnati. He's always got heavy clothes on. You never know.
No, he is. He's got a little bit of a doughiness to him, but no, it looks like he should be flipping burgers on a Sunday,
Liam Cohen, dad bod for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Brian
Liam Cohen's got, like, annoying girlfriend's younger brother body.
Yeah. Brian Callahan, just because I don't really know, so if I didn't know, I just put him in dad bod.
I would want to say fit, but no worries.
But Jim Harbaugh, dad bod for sure.
Jim
Harbaugh.
Yeah. Granddad bod.
And I had John Harbaugh in fit. John Harbaugh looks like he carries it a little bit better.
Especially for his age.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like older. That's where, for his age, definitely fit. Yeah.
Sean Payton, dad bod, for sure. Sean Payton, Denver Broncos head coach, Seth. Yeah, just looking
for Brian Callahan is dad bod. You're right.
Is he? Okay,
one.
Yeah. Sean Payton, dad bod. Brian Schottenheimer, just because when I didn't know, I just put him in dad bod because I assume if they're in their 50s.
Yeah, he's dad bodish. Yep. Yeah.
Brian Daboll, good for him for getting out of the fat bucket and into the dad bod bucket.
I'll put him there.
You think he belongs in the same bucket with Raheem Morris, Dave Canales?
If it were 1985, he'd be fat. But our standards have changed so much that I would say dad bod for Daboll.
Dad bod. He's dropped a lot of weight. The last two are Tampa Bay is – who's Tampa Bay's head coach? Oh, that's Todd Bowles. No, sorry. I had put Cohen on two teams. No, Todd Bowles, sorry. We only have 9 dad bods. Bowles is fit, I think, right, Todd Bowles?
Yeah, unless he's let himself go in the last
couple
years.
I don't think he has. He's fit. So we got 13 fits and 9 dad bods. Oh, and then Kellen Moore, 100% dad. I can look at his face and tell you there's a dad bod below that neck.
Right? I think Todd Bowles may have slipped into dad bod,
dad bod?
By the way.
All right.
Yeah.
Get back in there.
It's hard because he, like with him and Dan Quinn, they offset it with a good amount of muscle. So it's like, all right, they're thicker around their midsection than they used to be, but they offset it with their shoulders. So by the age, if we allow for age, because Todd Bowles is all of a sudden up there in age, I might have to, he's okay in the fit if that's where you put him.
No, I moved him back into dad bod. Well, with Bowles, the salty demeanor too is almost the tiebreaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right, I guess you're fit because you might beat the crap out of me if I say you're not. The 3 that I have is yoked. Only 3. So most of these guys are just hovering around, hey, I'm a naturally skinny guy. I get on the treadmill every once in a while. I'm settled into my dad bod. And then plus Andy Reid, who's fat. The 3 yoked guys, the 3 guys that I would take, like, okay, you got to pick the most yoked guys to get into a street fight with you. Sean McDermott, Buffalo. I think he's yoked.
I think he is. He's got that wrestler's body, too.
He's got the delta, those you curvy tell, deltoids and everything.
Yeah.
I think he's yoked.
He's not as lean as he used to be, but he's got enough muscle that it really offsets it.
Yeah.
The age, as you get older, the muscle, any muscle mass at all really offsets any midsection fat.
He feels like one of those guys, Seth, that if he didn't have a 6-pack, he would actually be able to do one of those 2-week challenges and get a 6-pack if he wanted it. McDermott. Mm-hmm. D'Amico Ryans, yoked. And Dan Campbell, yoked.
Yes.
All 3. Those are my 3. Everybody else is in either the skinny or the fit category.
Todd Bowles is a tough one. Okay, word. Now Brian Daboll, though, this one's bothering. What would you have classified Bruce Arians as if he were still in the race?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have said dad bod for Bruce Arians.
I would have put him in the overweight bucket.
In the fat? Okay, I just don't remember.
I feel like Daboll belongs. I feel like we're giving Daboll too much credit for losing weight because he is still in the. It's like, you know, it's like any of us that have a higher BMI, but we're big. Like, I'm not.
Hey, man. If you want to help me out and get more, because the challenge was for me to find more guys to put in the fat bucket.
Yeah, we don't have guys that were just, we don't have as many guys in the NFL anymore that just look flat out like a stroke
sloppy,
waiting to happen.
Sloppy, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to go back and find the team picture of the owner's meeting from like 15 years ago or something like that and see what it looks like. Okay, I'm glad. Good. I'm glad we did that work. Hey, let's get this Tom Brady audio in here. He was on the Impulsive podcast, that's Logan Paul's podcast. Some good stuff came out of there. Some of it we might be able to hit tomorrow, too. This one I like. There's a Texans tie to it. This is Tom Brady, the 4 defensive players he hated getting hit by.
Is there anyone that you were, like, afraid to get hit by?
Oh, a lot of guys. Ndamukong Suh, maybe. Ray Lewis was at the top. Yeah. Ndamukong Suh, I didn't like getting hit by him. J.J. Watt wasn't very fun to get hit by.
I figured you'd say J.J. Watt.
Yeah, Haloti Ngata. You remember him? He was about 340 pounds, played for the Ravens. He was massive. So, yeah, like, that's not fun.
Okay, J.J. made the cut.
Yeah,
how about
there
that?
You go.
Take that.
Yeah, and JJ, I mean, what JJ did, you know, did almost destroy Alex Smith's career. That wasn't even a hard hit.
Him and Kareem Jackson, finishing maneuver. Well, and that's the thing, too, is, you know, you hear those guys, you know, Tom Brady played against those guys. You know, Ray Lewis, they played the Ravens a lot. The Patriots did. They played the Texans a lot when JJ and Tom Brady were on the team.
No, okay, so read the list of names again. It was Haloti Ngata, it was J.J. Watt. Who are the other ones?
Ray Lewis and Ndamukong Suh.
So I think with 3 of those guys, they're larger defensive linemen. So the sack are – none of those 3 pass rushers are your classic edge rusher. You know, J.J. did transition into being an edge rusher, but he was huge.
Yeah.
And it's just the – so other than Ray Lewis, it's the – body weight coming down on you.
Yep.
That I think there's plenty of. He got sacked more often by some other guys, but like Haloti Ngata fought landing on you, and Ndamukong Suh hitting you and landing on you, or J.J. Watt, who was 295 or so, it varied anywhere between 285 and 295. That's a lot of mass coming down on you.
Yes.
I think most quarterbacks would rather get, as long as they're not getting hit in the head, I bet most of them would rather get hit really hard, but then just go if they go flying off and roll on the turf.
Right.
Versus Haloti Ngata bear hugging you and landing on
you. Yeah, dude. That's just got to be terrible. Okay, what were you chuckling about as I was beginning playing that cut?
I had looked at the 2005 list of head coaches. We're back in the golden era of Dennis Green, Romeo Crennel.
Oh, jeez.
Bill Parcells.
Boy,
we used to stand for something as head coaches in the NFL.
That's just
we would have our cake and eat it too, damn it.
Literally. Yeah.
Yes.
It would be eating cake while telling you about eating cake. Yes. No,
and actually though, I think though, and Andy Reid was still there too.
That was super
easy.
Fat Andy Reid.
Yeah, there's no discussion about that. Those guys were sloppy and overweight.
And so that's just four you picked off the top of the heap. You didn't even have time to go through all 32 teams and see who the coaches were.
Right, right. Yeah. And those guys were overweight in any era.
Like, yeah.
Right, you know. Now, you know, like I go to the playground and I'd say like six or seven kids out there would have been the fat kid. Like
it's weird,
growing
right?
up.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I would say 50% of them would have been that's the fat kid growing up.
It's
We've grown as a nation, Sean. That's one thing that comes from bountiful resources.
Yes.
We just have calories have never been cheaper.
That's right. It's true. It's true.
God bless us all.
Except eggs. I don't want to get into that argument again. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. That was an important segment that we just did there, putting the NFL head coaches into fat buckets. All right. Okay. We're going to play some audio we played earlier. This is from Area 45. We're going to do this in the next segment. We've got audio from Area 45 last night. Is Patrick Creighton, in his massive frustration over hot takes about Jose Altuve, talking about Payne and Pendergast?
The beloved Payne and Pendergast.
The beloved, popular Payne and Pendergast show. We will do that coming up.